Well, yeah, I'm just curious, Tom, how surprised were you to see this Medicaid expansion bill, for one, get through the House this week, knowing the challenges that it's faced getting through committee?
Well, quite frankly, this has been worked on for quite some time. Majority Leader Dan Hawkins had made it very clear from the start that he was not going to allow any legislation dealing with Medicaid expansion up for debate. And so he had kind of bottlenecked it up either in committee or on the floor. And a lot of bills that could have been germane or related to the topic of Medicaid were never considered. And so, quite frankly, a kind of a plan was put together to figure out how can we do this if the opportunity arises. And this week, a bill did come before the entire body dealing with advanced nurse practitioners. And that was an opportunity to really execute a plan that had been thought about for quite some time. And it was an emotional time. And I don't want to go into great detail, but what had to happen was, there was a gut and go. And I know in the eyes of the public, that is an unacceptable way of doing business. And I've come to the realization that gut and go is a good thing when you like what's being inserted, and a bad thing, a bad approach, when you are opposed. I'm getting a little off tangent here, Brandon, but we're either going to have to learn to live with gut and go or just eliminate it and figure out a way to operate. But at any rate, there was a gut and go, and Medicaid expansion was put into a bill that was on the House floor. And then there was a question whether this was germane to the topic. And at that point, the rules chairman decided that it was not germane. And then at that point, the legislation, the body of the House, has the opportunity to overrule the chairman. And that's what happened. I certainly didn't take that vote very lightly, because I certainly respect Blaine Finch, the rules chairman. I think he does a good job and tries to be fair to both sides of an issue. But in my mind, this is an instance where Medicaid expansion was an important topic to the citizens of Kansas, and we needed to overrule him and have this debate. As I said, the majority leader was preventing it, and in my mind, I thought we needed to have this debate and see if indeed the will of the body was to pass Medicaid expansion, and that's what happened. But it was an emotional day. I will say there was a fair amount of anger and frustration throughout the chamber, but at the end of the day, the Medicaid expansion did pass. So,
well, I'm curious. I know you guys tried to the legislature tried to pass a Medicaid expansion bill 2 years ago. How does this bill differ from that one that was ultimately vetoed by Governor Brownback?
Very, very similar. One of the things that we put back into the Medicaid expansion language, which was in the original bill during the Brownback administration, was that if the federal government decides to reduce the funding below 90%, the program shall be terminated. And Governor Kelly had changed that language till may be, making it optional. And there was an amendment on the floor putting the critical word "shall" back in. So I think that basically answered your question. It's very close to what the governor, current governor, wanted, Governor Kelly, and also very close to what was being contemplated during the Brownback administration.
It seems like there's a lot of bipartisan support for this, Republicans, Democrats. But there are still some questions maybe on just how much it's going to cost the state. Is the state in a position to take on this type of an expense from your viewpoint?
It will be a challenge. But if it becomes a priority of the legislature, which in the House it certainly is, we can figure out a way to do that. There's a lot of debate on this topic, as you're probably well aware of. And the proponents, they're thinking that the cost estimates maybe a little high, that a lot of the reimbursement formulas will offset some of the increased cost. I'm of the mindset that it will cost the state money, and I don't know whether that's $30 million or $50 million, but in a budget of our magnitude, I think we can absorb that. And I think you also have to look at it from the human perspective in that, you know, we will now be providing health care to about 150,000 additional Kansans across the state. And, you know, I know firsthand there at our free clinic, there are individuals that are showing up at the free clinic without health insurance, and they are working. Sometimes they're working two service jobs in order to make ends meet. So, yes, there will be cost, and I guess only time will tell what the true financial impact on the state is, but I supported it. I've received a lot of feedback from constituents here in town that are in favor of it. Our local hospital is in favor of it. Our local chamber of commerce is in favor of it. So I think that there's a pretty wide support across Manhattan for Medicaid expansion.
All right. Anything else in that you see coming up here next week? Where's the education debate at? Is that coming up soon?
Yes. Now, I think we will have a bill on the House floor next week. It's gotten better on the House side. Well, let me back up a little bit. On Medicaid expansion, I want to make sure that everyone understands that this was probably just getting the football across the half-yard line. We still have to get Medicaid expansion passed through the Senate, and I quite frankly don't know how realistic that is, because the same situation exists over there where their leadership does not want that to happen. On education, the Senate has passed basically what the governor would like to have, and I think that's a good bill, and I would certainly support it. And that provides the funding for a four-year period. On the House side, last week there was a House education bill that only included funding for 2 years, and then a whole bunch of policy elements on there that I could not support. I think yesterday a lot of those policy pieces were removed from that bill, but it still only requires, only funds public education for 2 years. And I have strong reservations about that. Last year we put together a funding plan. We told the Supreme Court we would fund it for the next 4 years. They signed off on that, subject to adding some additional money, which we're going to do. And the House plan only says for 2 years. And I'm not sure the courts will find that acceptable. So that's why I personally, at this point, I'm not likely to support that, but would support the Senate bill that is out there for our consideration at some point in time. It's a long-winded answer, but I think we're getting closer. We just got one more floor debate, and hopefully we can send a message that we want to stick to the plan that we put together last year and finally resolve this Supreme Court case ruling that's been filed against the state of Kansas.
All right. I think a lot of people kind of share your sentiment there. I guess lastly here, we got to ask you, do you have a prediction for the K-State game today?
Absolutely. K-State all the way. I think I'm going to be in a position where I find a location to watch a television and watch that game. I'm so excited and happy for Coach Weber and all the seniors that have worked so hard to get to this point. So, yes, absolutely, Wildcats all the way.
And, Tom, there was a heated discussion yesterday on our In Focused with Trent Armbrust from the Chamber. And this is regards to the best leadership Manhattan class. He's adamant that it's 2008, but I just wanted to see if you had some perspective on the best leadership Manhattan class.
Well, I can, as an individual that serves in the legislature, it would have been our class, Dave. There's no doubt about that. Now, I can't remember the year of
2006.
2006. Okay.
2006.
Well, then there's no doubt that that would have been the best class. I mean, just I'm not going to name names. I'll get myself in trouble. But that was a great class. And when you look at the individuals from our class, Dave, some amazing community servants came out of there and volunteered. And particularly you, as one of them, Dave, when you were county commissioner. and your role here now as the voice of Manhattan. So there's no doubt that 2006, in my opinion, was the best.
You know, I tried to reinforce that with Trent, but he just wasn't having anything to do with that.
Well, Trent's a little bit younger than us. You know, he just doesn't have that perspective of age that you and I have.
Sounds like that. There has been a veritable conclusion to the debate.
Yes. Well, I don't think the debate will ever end because I'm sure every class that has graduated feels that they're the best. But that's my opinion, and I'm willing to share you.
Representative Tom Phillips on KMAN this morning. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate what you do in Topeka for our community.
Have a great day.
You too. It's 8:12 at News Radio KMAN. I had to ask. I mean, it was important yesterday. It was an important, fluid discussion.
Yeah.
You know, I just needed some reinforcements. Because apparently Trent wasn't buying into what I had to say. You know, and now we got Tom Phillips in. It's, you know, it's a done deal.
It's 2-1. Yep.
It is. It's 8:13 at News Radio KMAN. Mitch Fortner has our morning sports coming up next.